Log Talk Radio.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.
And you're listening to On the Edge, real talk about real issues.
This is a Saturday showcase. We'll be reading you a list of our up-and-coming business entrepreneurs and unsigned artists. So sit back and relax as we go to our commercial break, and the next voice you'll hear will be your host and my mom, Katie Barnett. Don't go away. You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge show with Katie Barnett and friends. This is your Saturday showcase. It's the second youth day at OTE. You heard from our previous co-hosts, Ms. Danielise Montalvo and Ms. Layla Thompson, 8 and 10 years old, from the PS37 Cynthia Jenkins School out in Springfield Gardens, Queens, New York. First off, let's thank God for making it to the weekend, making it to another Saturday showcase. So thank you, Lord, for that, because it's not promised to us, and everybody knows that. Of course, we got to give our shout-outs to that wonderful consultant of ours, Mr. Barry Mason, formerly of 98.7 KISS FM Radio in New York City. He is currently with Mr. Jay Dixon and iSoulRadio.com. You can hear him spin his thing on Saturdays from 7 to 10 p.m. and on Sundays from 6 to 10 p.m. He is also the CEO of Track One Entertainment. And those of you who know anything about Mr. Barry Mason and Track One, you know that he is responsible for all of those awesome R&B events at those awesome venues all over Brooklyn, New York, and New York City. And I will tell you that if you are not at the official End of Summer Rooftop Party on this past Wednesday on the 18th of September, you missed a hell of a treat. Double Exposure was there live doing their thing, full of energy, full of great performances. I think the only difference between them then and now is that they have gray hair. That's about it. Well, in addition, the group Sensation Allure was there doing their marvelous thing. Those ladies are my girls, my babies. And then we got hit with a surprise new up-and-coming R&B sensation. Three young sisters by the group name called Illuminum. Now, for those of you that have been listening in for the last couple of days, you have been hearing us play two of their tracks, but we're trying to get a third one in today. And the good news is, a little later in the broadcast, Illuminum is going to be here live to interview with us. They're going to talk to our teens, talk about their project. They're going to talk about how being teens with their father as a manager, how that works. We're going to hear from Dwight himself talking about how he makes it all happen. And sit back and relax and sit tight, because we're going to have a few things going up. Now, you know what today is. Today is Saturday. This is the day where we give our up-and-coming entrepreneurs who are trying out there to be on the grind and do a little hustle to start a business, but funds are a little tight and maybe the promotion's a little hard. So here on the Edge, we give them that gateway to try to hook up with some investors and some customers. So today you're going to hear a list of them, and you're also going to hear us play some music from some unsigned music artists, including the group Illuminum. So sit back and relax, and let's get this showcase started. Now, we are going to start off tonight with Mic Check with Rewind Me and My Shorty, and we'll be back in 3.5 minutes.
You used to be. In the spot, I got my shine on. Team on the block, we get that grind on. Girls only with that green, so I treat them like I watch, I don't win, cause I ain't got time for them. I got love for my fans, though. Beat it up, she got me bustin' shots like Rambo. Riding non-stop, without handle. Six shift, no automatic, on manual. My team, you know I gotta ride for. Every truck I do, I cup a G4. Boss is crazy, Primo. About to blow up, boom, C4. I'm on a roll, I can't stop it. Swagger on a mill, yo, just on top of. You mad cause she chose me. And she tastes just like
everybody. That was our first two showcase artists, Mr. Mike Check with Rewind Me and My Shorty, and Mr. MC Silvers with Candy Freestyle. Everybody remember that jam from back in the 80s? Well, he did it with his own little spin. Okay, we're going to talk these guys up a little bit because, you know, they have been doing this for some time now. They're not giving up with all the society's problems that's coming up. These youth are standing their ground. And one of the things that we are trying to do here is to promote that positivity and keep the options open in these young people's minds. Now, the next group that's going to be coming up will be introduced by one of our co-hosts, Miss Layla. And these guys are sensational. They are six people doing their thing, trying to spread not just positivity, but also Christianity and love of Jesus. So hang on and let Miss Layla tell you who we're going to deal with next.
Up next is Levo with I Will Be Alright. I love this song.
What do I say?
What do I say?
When the tears just won't stop.
When the tears won't stop.
Seems like I'm climbing a mountain.
Climbing Mount Sorrow.
It feels like the top.
And it feels like the top.
When all I've leaned on.
When all I've leaned on.
Catches me by surprise.
Catches me by surprise.
Everybody, that is Libra with I Will Be All Right. Six amazing young people getting together, trying to keep the word of the Lord alive with the society and with the youth themselves. They are a powerful group when they're out there performing. The spirit and the soul is in them. And one of the things that I want to say on the air is to Malik. Malik Spence, he is one of the members of the group, and he is also the brother of our co-host, Monster Miles. Malik, you have been so inspirational when you speak with me, and it's a nice, refreshing change to see young people out there trying to continue some of what we as the older generation grew up with. So I want to encourage you to continue doing what you're doing, and hopefully you'll be able to touch other people and get them to do the same. All right, we are going to talk a little bit before we move on to our next artist. One of the things that we are trying to do here now at OTE is that we are now reaching out to sponsors and to local businesses for ads, and yourself, find out. We are offering individuals to do, you know, personal donations as for sponsorship, as well as local agencies, politicians, anyone that is interested in helping the mission of OTE. We're continuing to empower and restore the youth, and also to keep minority neighborhoods back in action and to keep them self-empowered. We're trying to allow them to find ways to be informed about community and social issues that affect their area and options on how to make a bridge or bridge the gap. So if anyone is interested, and if you are interested in making this happen from yourself, please give me a call at 347-327-9967 right here on the air. You can say it, or you can inbox me at ontheedshow@outlook.com or on my private email on Facebook and Katie Barnett, or you can also inbox the show's Facebook email. And either way, we'll get back to you and let you know everything that's included with this. It doesn't matter how much that you're putting up. Every little bit helps. We are trying to make sure we are funding ways to get around in the neighborhood. We're trying to do some live on-site shows so that some of these youth can be involved. And as you can see, Youth Day is part of one of the missions that we are doing, trying to give school-age children who are on their way up from the fourth grade to the 12th grade to have a taste of the arts in the younger grades, and those that are from grades 10 through 12, we are giving them some extracurricular activities to be able to list on their personal resume so that when they go to a school, they can show on paper and be able to speak about it and show the school, the potential school they're trying to get into, and even future jobs, that they are an asset coming in. So these are the things that we are trying to do, among many other things. You know that we all have an activist that's very active and very passionate about restoring communities, and especially the youth, having come from the bad sides of the tracks himself, Deacon Zeddy Williams. We have our co-host, Lady Diamond, single mother, community activist in New York, as well as a softball coach of Little League Girls Softball. So she is very active. All of us here are joined together from personal motivations to bring it out to the world. Having seen some really bad things happen, we're trying to give the communities a little bit of an edge up. So we're going to turn it over now to our co-host so she can tell you who's up next.
Up next is Kayla Shay, What I Need. That's my favorite song.
Take that. Come and make my love come down. Make sure that believe what's happening. So far off the ground, got me spinning round.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody. That was Jai Music with State of Wonder. All of you that have been following me on the show since we started, all of you know that Jai Music is all over Facebook. She is an up-and-coming star. She's a local star in her state of North Carolina. She is very versatile. She's a sweetheart. She's energetic. She's polite. But she can do her thing, and she's not afraid of the stage. So just to let you know, this is one of many of Jai's tracks that we have, and she is one of the people that I like to help promote very often because she puts a lot into it, along with her father, David Sparks of Scraps Productions, out there in Charlotte, North Carolina. One of the things that, once again, to those of you just tuning in, that we do today is our Spread Your Wings Saturday Showcase. This is the forum that we give to any young mother, single mom, single parent, young person, or just a regular grown person that's trying to start a business in today's economy but are limited with funds or have any other type of obstacles that gets them started in the traditional advertising and marketing. So what we do is we allow them to submit their products and services and music to us, and we post it on our website market page, which is katielissa.wix.com/on-the-edge. And you will see that link on my Facebook posting before the broadcast is up. And one of the things that we want to do is to give them not just a posting on the website, but every Saturday, 2 hours is dedicated just to reading off our entrepreneurs and letting our unsigned music artists get their music played. And every now and then, the artists will come in and we will interview them. Now, Jai has been here already. Jai has been here, and our father has spoken. And one of the things that we do with these young artists is we use them to help to give some encouragement and some inside tips to those other young people on our market page that's trying to get into the industry. Tonight is going to be no exception. These three young ladies that formed the group Illuminum, this up-and-coming, and I will say that they are going to be a hot R&B sensation because they have a lot of the old-school class about them. They have the voice, the talent, they have the look, they have the attitude, they have the father behind them, they have the promotions, and they are just very impressive. And these young ladies got together in the Brooklyn Terrace on Wednesday night, and when we tell you, not knowing what we were going to expect from an unheard-of group, it was almost like we were back in our day listening to our radio and turning the dial. We don't have the digital remotes nowadays that you guys have, but we didn't have that. We had to get up and actually turn things and flick channels and buttons. So this hearing the sound come out of these girls' mouths was amazing. Was amazing. There wasn't a quiet voice in the house. There wasn't a still body in the house. People were dancing and jumping and bopping and cheering, and it was just awesome. And I would like for you to hear these ladies tonight when they get here. So as soon as they arrive, you guys will be the first to know. Now we're going to take a little bit of a break from our artists so that we can give our entrepreneurs a shot. And I am proud to say that we have a total of 10 listings at this moment that has come from all over the United States to list with us. And to these young people, and some of them that are not so young but are young at heart, that are on the grind with their hustle, if you are in their area and this is a service that you or someone you know can use, give them some support and give them a shot. Consult with them. Let them tell you what they do, what they offer, and what you will be able to do is more than likely get some very quality, high-quality services for a low price. So let's get started. We're going to turn it over to our co-host. She will be giving you our first entrepreneur. One moment, Miss Layla.
The first entrepreneur is Latasha, and she's running a business called Tasha's Tassels, and location is in Lansdale, PA, and you can contact her at TashasTassels@gmail.com.
Thank you, Miss Layla. And the next two businesses that I'm going to post belongs to one man, and that is your boy Mo Mosley out in Flint, Michigan. Every single one of you on Facebook who are a part of Mo's Sports Mouth, the hottest sports page on Facebook at this moment, you know who Mo is. There's no need to introduce. But for those of you that don't, if you're in the Flint, Michigan area, you are a fellow Flintstone of Mo. Mo is giving a service for photography and imaging under Iyanka Photography and Imaging. The location is in Flint, Michigan. You can contact Mo for your pictures and stuff, and you can contact him at marmos567@gmail.com. Now, when you're not trying to get your picture taken and you just wanted to get some music done, you can see Mr. Mo out there too. Under Mosley Sound Inc., location Flint, Michigan, you can contact him at mosleysound@aol.com. Now, also, in addition to being able to hear it here, Mo has a official Facebook page on Facebook for Mosley Sound. In addition, you can either check him on Facebook or you can check him through our direct link to his Facebook official page from the On the Edge website. So just click on About Mosley Sound and you will be able to get to his Facebook page. Now we're going to turn it over to our other co-host, Miss Danielise, and she's going to bring you up the next one.
Up next is Brooklyn, New York. She works as Lights in the Country, I mean the city, and you can contact her by 347-677-6500. And her name is Darlene. Okay. Another entrepreneur is my favorite photographer and the best one in the world, Jonathan Ellaby, and his business is called JE Photos. The business is located in Brooklyn, New York, and you can contact Jonathan at 347-599-4535.
Thank you, Layla, and thank you, Danielise. And in Brooklyn, hot, 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 we have two more businesses run by one super dude, and his name is Nathaniel Johnson. You can contact Nate for your PC and IT needs, and he operated formerly under the name of PC Mac in Brooklyn. If you have been involved with PC Mac, then you know who you're dealing with. He is now operating under the name Doodle Technologies in Brooklyn, New York. You can contact Nate Johnson at doodletechnologies@gmail.com for your PC repair and your IT needs. Also, Nate is busy. The next business that he runs is called Number 4 Play Music Entertainment. Now, what he does, and I'm very impressed with this, is if you are a nonprofit organization such as a church, if you're a school, if you are a community agency that's a not-for-profit, he will offer free DJ-based services simply to get himself out there in your event, and he will give you lighting and sound as well. Now, if you're just a private person trying to do a private event, he offers the same services for a reasonable fee. So you can contact him for your music needs at the number 4 Play Music, E-N like Nancy, T like Tom, @gmail.com. Contact Nate for either your PC repair and IT needs or some free or low-cost DJ-based services, including lighting and sound. Okay, so that's Brooklyn. Let's go over to New York, New York. We have two prominent people out there. Mr. Dave G. Dave G is the winner of Barry Mason's Track One's Own So You Think You Can Sing competition last year. And I had the privilege, as I say all the time, of seeing this man in action at the Brooklyn Exposure in May of this year during the Mother's Day weekend. Now, this man is energetic, he is funky, he's talented. He created a party-like dance called the Dave G Shuffle. And he was just funny. He was hot, he was good, and his music was something that you want to bop to. So if you would like to book Dave G or you want to sign him, you can contact his manager, Zena Gilliard, at ZMG Management. And that will be at ZenaGilliard@yahoo.com. Over to my next favorite guy. We have Jazz at Jazz OG Paparazzi Productions. He's located in New York, New York. You can contact Jazz at 347-715-5-8075. Let me repeat that. 347-715-8075. If you want to get some music produced as one of our unsigned artists or a person looking to get into the business, or if you need some photography, Jazz is the man. Now, up next, we're going to have our co-host come back again, and she is going to talk to you about our next entrepreneur.
In Queens, New York, we have Miss Michelle Roberts, and she is, if you want to get your hair done, and some nice, maybe some, she knows how to do this. She's in Queens, New York, and the name of her business is M&R Weed Design. You can contact Michelle at 347-399-0139. Let me repeat that one more time. 347-399-0139.
And our final entrepreneur on the list for the OTE market page is Miss Nikita Barrett. Now, Nikita is a young lady going to school and trying to hustle a couple of at-home businesses at the same time. She is very young, and she is pretty good at what she does. Now, she is hustling Mary Kay products. You can be right in the comfort of your own home. Go to our website at nbarrett23@notmarykay.com, and she will be able to let you see her online catalog, and she will consult with you personally to let you know what your skincare needs, your beauty needs, your hair care needs are. You can contact her at N like Nancy Barrett, that's B like boy, A-double-R, EETT23@MaryKay.com, and she can have your stuff shipped to your door. All right. That is our entrepreneur marketers right about now, and what we're going to do is get back to our music. Before we go back to our new artists, we're going to take a little bit of a celebrity break, and when we come back, we will continue this discussion as we get the countdown going to our live interview with the group Aluminum coming up real soon. I am going to go out with you guys with Maroon 5 and One More Night, and I will be back in 3.5 minutes. Stay tuned.
You and I go hard at each other like we're going to war. You and I go rough, we keep throwing things and slamming the door. You and I get so damn dysfunctional, we start keeping score. You and I get sick, yeah, I know that we can't do this no more, yeah. But baby, there you go again, there you go again, making me love you. Yeah, I stop using my head, using my head.
Everybody, that was Maroon 5 with One More Night, one of my favorite tunes and one of my favorite groups, actually. Okay, we're all getting on the countdown to these guys coming in to call, so let's talk a little bit more about them to those of you that are just joining in. One of the things that happened at this event, the End of Summer Rooftop Party, that was sponsored by Track One Entertainment with our own Barry Mason, was that we expected to see Double Exposure, which we did, and they rocked the house. And one of the things that happened was that we had a surprise celebrity guest, which was Allure, and they rocked the house. But then, toward the end of the evening, we were graced with the presence of two of three sisters with the most angelic voices that I've ever heard. And then they had style, and they had moves, and they had energy, and they had politeness. All of the things that I guess you kind of would have expected back in the day. So one of the things that we were happy to hear was that this was a young group that had a classic quality about them. And these ladies are smart. And one of the songs that I played, which impressed me the most with them, and they performed it, is called That's Not My Name. And the message in that song is that if you want to talk to me as a young man, don't hiss at me, don't kiss at me, don't call me out my name, don't call me shorty, don't call me babe, don't call me nothing. Walk up to me like I'm a person, like I'm a human being, and talk to me. You know, you either will get a yes or a no, and you can part like decent people. And that song I'm going to play for you right now as part of our Saturday New Artist Showcase. And when you hear it, if you like what you hear, please give me a call back and let the girls know what you feel on the air or otherwise. Here's Aluminum with That's Not My Name. I'll be back in 4 minutes.
Thank you.
You're listening to On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody. That was the hot, up-and-coming new R&B sensation, Luminum song, and that is called That's Not My Name. To my teenagers that are listening out there, I hope you heard the lyrics, because these young ladies are telling any of you young men out there that if you want to speak to me, just walk up to me like a person and have respect, and more than likely you'll get a conversation. You may not walk away with what you want, but you at least get to approach me in a proper manner. Now, we have a caller on the line, ladies and gentlemen, and if everything goes okay, we have them on the line right now. So, let's bring them in. Just give me a minute. Welcome, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay, well, since all of you are talking at once, I'm going to have one of you start as the spokesperson, and I'll go around. Okay, let me see if I got this right, and if I get this wrong, just correct me, okay? Your names are Safa, Sophia,
yep.
Priscilla, and Fariel, right?
Yes.
I got it. See, remember, I was getting it wrong at the show.
I know, you got it.
Thank you, ladies. Okay, well, first, I'm going to say it again. I've been saying it all night into the last 3 days. You girls were absolutely fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. These girls had no shame. They had no shame in their game. They were up there prepared to perform. Afterwards, they were very well-spoken. Their father, which is their manager, was also a wonderful person, but the songs were hot. Now, I already got a couple of people that had told me they liked what they heard, including my young co-host, which will be in a minute, to let you know how they thought of it, what they thought of it. So,
okay.
Let's get started. You girls are in the business, and you're young, okay? And from what I saw, you girls seem to know how to handle your business. So tell me, how is it that you are managing to do all these things and have such collectiveness about you as you're doing it? Because we have young listeners listening in, trying to get in the game. That's what today's show is about. And I would like for you to tell them the struggles that you face and how you overcome them. So first tell me who I'm talking to and then give your point.
You're talking to Safa right now.
Hi, Safa.
Hi, how are you?
All right. I think, are you the oldest one?
Yes, I am.
All right, so we'll start with you. You have two sisters that you're working with. You have your dad as your manager, okay?
Yes.
You're a young spring chicken, so you're not out there, you know, with a whole lot of gray hairs going on. So how on earth are you going to school?
I want to go to Fairtowns College. It's a music school.
That's cool. That's cool. That's still a commitment, and it's still something to do. So the music industry is a tough business. Even trying to get in it is already hard. But even once you're in it, it's a dog-eat-dog type world. So how are you keeping all of your everyday things together?
Well, first off, you got to keep God. You got to always, you know, thank God for everything, first off. And basically, you know, you just got to stay humble and just be prepared, be on it, and just be ready for whatever at the end of the day. It is hard work, but you got to remember to just stay humble and just be ready for whatever at all times. Stay on your work.
That is the most refreshing thing I have heard a modern-day teen say yet. And
Thank you.
I said, one of the things that I found very special about you ladies was this. Very few teens have the old school respect that the father's generation and mine had growing up. Usually because we don't have a lot of what, you guys don't have a lot of what we had. We had nosy neighbors. We had a village, as they say. And a lot of the things that is available to us is not available to you. Now, how is working with your sisters and your family doing? I mean, do you fight?
Oh, yeah, every family fights and argues, but at the end of the day, you just got to come together and take care of what you got to take care of. We're very grounded. We don't fight. We don't, like, physically fight, no. We argue, but we're very grounded. We have our parents and, you know, we have our mom and our dad who, you know, they teach us a lot of things. They tell us about a lot of things. So we sit and we learn and we listen to everything that they're telling us.
Oh, wow, absolutely. And now you just mentioned God, you mentioned your parents. You were very honest about the fact, well, first of all, three girls in a room is already going to be a hot mess. Then you have your siblings, and that's a hot mess. But
yeah.
You guys kept it together, and I know that. I was raised with seven brothers and sisters myself. So let me
go. We have a good family, too.
Oh, wow. Great. See? So we have a lot in common already.
Yeah.
Well, I have played, the one that you just heard was That's Not My Name, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
I've played Secrets, which I found beautiful. And then I ran into another
Thank
one,
you.
Which if this upload went okay, you'll be able to play it sometime during this interview, was
okay.
It's Okay. Let me ask you about that. It's Okay.
Oh, It's Okay.
Yes. It's Okay sounds gospel. Is it a gospel base or just has a spiritual message?
No, it's all the way gospel. We have to thank God. You know, we have to put a gospel on our CD to thank God. So we had to put that on there.
What an absolute joy to hear. I mean, it really is.
And that's a family record as well. We have our brothers on there, too.
I thought I heard a young man on there.
Yeah.
So you guys are a musical family, apparently, huh?
Yep, we are.
All right, so you're trying to be the Jackson?
Group or something?
You're going to be the Jacksons, huh?
A lot of people say that. Our brothers have a little group called Just One, and then we have us, Illuminum. So we try and involve them in what we're doing. If we have shows and they can come and perform, they'll come down and they'll perform as well.
Absolutely wonderful to hear. All right, is your dad with you? Because I'm going to get to your sisters in a minute. I want to ask your dad a little something. Is he with you?
One second.
Okay.
Hold on.
Hello, Ms. Radio people.
Hi, how are you? How are you, Dwight? Okay, well, first, sir, let me say thank you for allowing the girls to come in and interview, for definitely allowing me to play their tracks.
You're very welcome.
And one of the things I want to say is thank you for being the type of father slash manager that you are, because these young ladies are not just showing a great look. They are great people.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the compliment.
You and I both know that the youth today, you shake your head. Quite a bit, you know, and these ladies knew how to stand in the midst of a bunch of adults and be performers, but be respectable people as well. They were very, very energetic. They were very polite. They were very involved. And one of the things they were, which I wanted to ask you about, was very focused.
Yeah.
Very focused. Very, very focused on what they were doing and very coordinated. So now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions because, you know, there are parents on my market page of the artists that go to this and is trying to support their children's dreams. So I always say that it's a hard role as a parent, but to be a parent and a manager as well, do you find that sometimes it takes away one part from the other, or is it a harder fight to keep the two roles evenly balanced?
Either way it goes, it's being a parent is a job, and being a manager is a job. So it's like keeping everything in order. That's basically like the same situation I see myself in, because I have a lot of kids. It's a lot of them, you know. It's like it's 10 of them were raised 14. So, and it's just like there's one manage this, and then you got to, you know, tell them other things to keep them thinking about life in general and about their career, but what they really want to do. You got to make sure you can't go through life wondering what you want to be and what you want to do. You got to know exactly what you want to do and go for it, and I'll be with you. But when you don't know, you wondering what you want to do, is hard to take and manage any type of situation like that. So that makes it easier for me, because they know exactly what they want to do. So that's my answer to that.
Wow, absolutely. Well, they do seem like they're pretty focused, you know, with or without you, in the sense where, you know, like they know they have it. It's not a test drive for them that this is what they want, because they were pretty determined to be seen that night, and they definitely got there and locked the house. So
that's
a great character base as it is, and I know that comes from parenting as well. Because I have, believe it or not, I also have 10 children. I'm raising 6 by myself now. So I know how that is. And they all have their own little creativities that they want to do as well. And I think a couple of them more than others are more have been more focused and determined on the one thing since they were younger. But there's a couple that I think that they're doing it because it looks exciting at the moment.
Right. They're not. Tell me if
the girls have ever done that with you.
Yeah. Well, I had a few that was in this group. You know, this group is older than what some of the members that's in it. Because my older daughters, you know, going down to my younger ones, they was there, and you know, like you said, you know, it's a few that's in the group that's been there almost since the beginning, but they was all you little young girls when it all started out, so they wasn't, you know, they wanted for the thrill and the victory at first. Now they want it because they love music. They love music, so I could be laying in the bed relaxing and. And they, but I'm their manager, but they like my manager. They works me. They works me. Come on, Daddy, you know we got to do this and we got to do that and got to this and got to that. I'm like, yeah, I know, I'm coming. So, believe me, it's a two way situation. It ain't just me pulling them; they're pulling me. You know, I say they're pulling me harder.
I got to tell you, that's actually a blessing for you, as annoying as it could be when you're tired or you have to sit. Because do you know how many parents, it's usually the other way around. The child expressed an interest, and then they're all running around for the child, and then eventually the child's like, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. I mean, one of the things that we spoke about in the previous segment was this. There are a lot of parents that, you know, that they think they're supporting their children's dreams, and they get to the point where they become more zealous about the situation than the child themselves, and then it becomes an uncomfortable situation. So has there been any uncomfortable situations with you? Why
do I ask? I love the fact. It makes me feel wonderful, the fact that, you know, that they know what they want. You know, because when you have so many kids, you have some, I mean, I worry about them all, don't get me wrong, but when you have the ones that, you know, they're pretty much focused, they know what they want, it makes them a little bit more of a drive. You can say, okay, you know, as long as they stay this way, there's nothing too much to worry about, you know, but at the same time, you have to, you know, like everybody got their weakness that they go through, like some like to sleep longer than the other one. You understand what I'm saying? And then some like the, you know, taking... eat more than the other ones, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's always something, but, you know, there's nothing that I can say that that takes them out of directions of what they want to do, you know.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you this question, and then I'm going to ask your daughters the same question, but from their point of view. This is the question that I have, because this is something that I have seen, you know, among parent managers and children, you know, going through it. Now, Dwight, you and I know nowadays that the way the modern day youth are being guided, it's mostly with electronics. It's been with image on the TVs, and you know, nowadays the media don't have the same restrictions of what to show on TV or in public as they once did. So now, as a parent, okay, because you know our first job is always going to be to protect our kids first, regardless of what other role we play. That's always the first role. Now, so what I wanted to ask you is this. Nowadays, it seems like the industry is trying to push, you know, raunchy, sexy, you know, reveal as much as possible, be out there. As a parent first, do you have a problem playing the manager role with fighting down how you allow your daughters to go? Now, the outfits that I saw them wearing is pretty conservative, yet it still had a little bit of, you know, like a sexy edge to it. So do you find yourself in conflict with that? Like when you feel that your daughters are just there to get that big shot, but a producer or someone is telling you that if they only put up a shirt or opened up another button and you're not comfortable with that, do you feel okay with saying that, look, I'll take my chances with doing it my way with them?
Well, I'll tell you like this. This is what I teach them. I teach them, not bragging or nothing, but my daughters are not bad-looking girls, okay? They get a lot of attention. I teach them, don't try to make it in the industry with your looks. You know, what I'm saying? Don't that's not gonna carry you along with the business. It's good to look nice, look your best, but don't look at that as your way, the scapegoat, to make it into success. You know, when you entertaining, when you doing what you do to entertain, you entertain, you know, and musically entertain, you know. So it's like, say, if you have to it's like nobody's saying, like, okay, this is like a porn or what you call a Playboy atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? You got to get this and you got to show that. You know, like, that's going out of the way because, you know, those type of people, they exist and they be having other plans and other ideals, and it don't be music. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So this is this. I teach them beware of that type of situation. So, you know, it's like if somebody was to say this, you know, well, then I would tell them question that point on what's the reason and, you know, what's the benefit, what's the gain in it, and why. You understand what I'm saying? So that's how I would answer that question. I wouldn't just say, you know, no or yes to certain situations. It's just like, you know, what is it for? It's like today we had to do a Nickelodeon thing. So it was for kids. You understand? So their images, they got a lot of kids that likes them. You understand? Kids. These are parents that have their kids. And so if the kids like them, then it's a win-win situation. But if the parents don't like the kids, don't like them, then I don't care how much the kids like the group, the parents is not going to let the kids support the group. You understand what I'm saying? So this is what their biggest fans are children from the age, I say, from 8 to, you know, young and then I say from 3 to 17. This is the age that they're targeting, and this is the age that a lot of them, whenever they do a show, the kids love them. The kids. So we don't want to take and leave the kids wrong. You understand? So the mission and the aim is to keep the kids in the right direction. So if they were taking, do this and that, and it was foul, and it was taken to make the kids like going to a foul, and the parents looked at them like, oh, they're a bunch of nasty little disrespectful girls. We're not going to support them, and you're not going to watch them on TV, and you're not going to buy their CD, and you're not going to, I better not hear a word out your mouth about them ever again. We don't want that. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So we
want the kids, because most adults, I mean, don't buy records for themselves. A lot of times they download, or they're so busy trying to pay their bills. Kids enjoy their life, so they're going to be the biggest supporters as far as, like, going to buy the CD and, you know, putting the pictures on the wall and watching the TV programs with them on them. That'll be the biggest supporters. I mean, not, don't get me wrong, not every adult just disregard buying, you know, music, but, you know, kids, that's their thing. They don't have no responsibility. When an adult, they have responsibility. They have to pay this, have to pay that. So they're not trying to buy no CD right now until they take care of their business. You understand what I'm saying? So we have to take and work the aim where the aim is good. Okay?
Dwight, I cannot tell you just how wonderful that what you just said was, because one of the things that I've been trying to tell the youth all the time, it's not about just the image you put forth, because, you know, a lot of these industry people tend to forget that if you just try to push your client's look, what happens if a crazed fan pulls them off the stage and they fall and bang their face? And now the face is altered. Are you going to listen to the voice, or are you going to just watch the face? And if the children who are in the industry follow that route, and that's all they're going for, and it's all about the buck, and it's all about the dollars.
And then you got to have a good hit song, and that good hit song before you see anything, you hear it. Oh, I love that song. Who is that? You know what I'm saying? And then they show a picture and they say, oh, they're beautiful. Hey, so now you got a whole package. Follow what I'm saying? So you got to have the music first, and then they look, and then the look. But if you got the look, and then you come with the music, I tell you, we done been around. And we done seen a lot of girls that look nice. When they open their mouth to sing, be like, oh, man, they got to get it together. You know, what are they thinking? They trying to make it off their looks. You can't do that. Do that. You got to make it off of your knowledge, your wisdom, and your understanding, and your talents, and then the looks. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's when it goes. That's how you win. If you got some good music, some good songs, hold. That's what I teach them. So we're looking for good producers. If you're out there listening to radio land, good songwriters, good people to, for them to have a good hit song. That's what we're looking for.
Spoken like a true parent, and that's the best manager in the world, is a parent that thinks like a parent at all times. Now, if you don't mind, let me speak with your daughters because I want to ask them the same question.
Okay. Hold on. One second.
Hello?
Hi, okay, which one are you?
I'm Safila.
Hi, Safila. Okay.
How you doing?
Let me ask you, I'm doing just fine, sweetheart. Let me ask you a question that I just posed to your father, but I want to ask it from your point of view, okay?
Okay.
Now, one of the things that everybody knows in the industry is that the industry tries to push image. So they would usually determine someone's qualifications based on the way they look. Now, I saw you girls at the terrace, and you were dressed conservatively, but you still had like a little bit of like a just barely sexy edge, which, you know, brought up a good look, which got us to focus more on what was coming out of your mouth than what was, you know, in the jeans or in the vest. How do you feel? Okay, do you feel the need to rise up to what is the in demand with dressing outrageously or, you know, doing outrageous things? Or do you feel, especially with your father being your manager, that you're comfortable enough in trying to just promote your talents? Would you be able to walk away from an offer if they only said the condition is you must dress this way?
I think my opinion about that is I think it's all about the talent. Like, the looks comes after that. Like, if you sound good and you're great at what you do, then that's all that should matter. You don't have to worry about the way you look and the way you dress. If somebody asks me to dress a certain way, like, I have to show this and show that. I wouldn't want to do that because someone would look up to me and I would be leading them the wrong way. And that's the last thing I want to do. That's the last thing we all want to do. So that's
absolutely
my opinion.
And thank you, teenagers, are you listening? My artist market people, are you listening? Because it's not about cursing. It's not about how much leg you show or how much chest you show. These young ladies rock the house, and I'm telling you as an audience member, and they didn't do it by showing their body parts or by whatever. They opened their mouths, and they were singing. And that's what we all saw. And just to let you know, you had some senior citizens bopping out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it, like you said, with respect. Now, I'll ask you another question. The song That's Not My Name, what motivated that?
You can answer it again. You told me before, but listen.
I want to say
when we be out at either at the store, getting something to eat, at the mall, or just promoting ourselves, sometimes it be guys like being really disrespectful to us, and we
women.
So not just to us, we see it done to other girls and to other women, and it makes us feel a certain way. Like, we are women, we need to be respected. And so you don't say, "Yo, wow," or
you
come up to me,
you with the red,
like a man,
right?
Or, you know,
like a gentleman.
Like a gentleman.
You come talk to us the right way.
Yeah, because you're not like. I feel like I need to be respected as a woman, as a girl.
And that
everybody should.
The song can also relate to men too. I mean, it can go all ways. It's not just women. It's coming from a woman because, you know, it's coming from a woman's perspective. But it goes both ways as well. And that's why we wrote the song.
Oh, wow, absolutely. Girls, you are impressing me more and more, just to let you know, you are. I totally agree, because I've been that way since I was knee-high to a duck as well. You know, what I liked was the version of the song that you performed at the terrace. One of the things you included was you were saying, don't say psst and all this stuff, don't hiss at me, you know?
Yeah,
and
like I'm an animal,
right?
Well, see, you get the hisses. When I was your age, we used to get... Yo, baby, what's up? You know?
We get that too.
I don't see any dogs over here. You kissing at a dog? What, you hissing?
Exactly.
So, girl, I was on top of the DJ booth going, that's right, you sing that song, girls. You know, because I'm there too. We have names, and if you kindly walk up and ask them, you might get it. Except
so we're
me.
We're trying to teach women that it's not okay. That's not okay for a guy to do that to you. We're trying to... let women know that you teach women that you don't have to, you know, dress a certain way or look a certain way or have a guy come up to you and say, and you know, come here, yo, my, disrespect you.
And
you gotta, you supposed to be respectful, dress respectful, and he's gonna respect you. Don't let some guy disrespect you and talk to you any type of way that he wants to talk to you. Because at the end of the day, he doesn't mean you any good anyway. So you might as well just, you know, leave it alone and just respect yourself. You respect yourself and everyone respects you. That's another meaning for the song. That's not my name.
Absolutely. And where is Ferial?
She's right here.
All right. Hi. What do you want?
Hello.
Hi, young lady.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Now, you're the youngest of the group, so are you in agreement with the lyrics to that song?
Absolutely.
Well, let me tell all three of you and Daddy back there, too, that I'm so impressed with you guys, and I am impressed to the point where my big mouth talks about you all the time now. And I will say this. In addition to what your dad just said and the way that he's raising you and the fact that you keep God in your life, and God, guys, you always have to. No matter what the world says, nothing is possible without God, and that's
absolutely
the truth. But I will say that you girls continue, even when you get older and, you know, you're on your own, you continue to always put your best first. You let people see that you have talent, like you said. Let them see your talents, because you know what? If you are still singing when you're 65 and you're wrinkled and your body is sagging, you know, people will remember you because you are a diva.
Okay.
You know, and you do that. You guys are welcome to come here at any time. Now, don't go anywhere, because I want to come back and continue this interview. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is the third track that I ran into as I was uploading these ladies' songs. This one is a gospel song, as you just heard, called It's Okay. Please listen to the lyrics in this, because these young ladies are emanating a positive message, of course, and you know that that's what this show is about. We are trying to emanate positivity for our youth, give them some options other than what they see nowadays, and these ladies were the epitome of that representation. So here's Aluminum with It's Okay. Ladies, I will be right back with you after the song, okay?
Okay.
All right, hang on.
Than ever. So realize what you got right now.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. That was Aluminum with It's Okay, and yet another great track. We have Aluminum live on the line right now, and we also have another caller coming in. So let's get them back in, ladies and gentlemen. These young ladies and their wonderful manager father are promoting greatness in the industry. We all know the industry is not always the best. People are more about their money and about getting the dollars at whatever cost that it takes. And these young ladies are making a statement to let you know, I'm talented, I'm beautiful, but I'm a person, and I respect myself, and I'm going to give you my talent, not my dignity. So, are you ladies back in with me?
Yes, we are.
Hi. Beautiful song. Beautiful
Thank
song.
You. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yes,
and I've got a caller on the line, and I also have two young ladies in honor of our youth day today that want to ask you a couple of questions. Is that okay?
Sure.
All right. Let's start with Miss Layla. She's 8 years old.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You're from the group Aluminum?
Yes.
Well, first, I want to say that I really love that song, That's Not My Name.
Really? Thank you. Thank
my
you.
Mom, every time my mom plays that song, I say, Mom, play that again, play that again. And she tells me, maybe you should type it in. And I never find it, so I'm like, ooh, I really want to ask you the girls a question. So the question I want to ask was, like, when you created a song, and were you, like, and when you got to listen to it, and you, like, released it, like, sort of listened to it, when did you want to, like, replay it over and over again?
Can you repeat it again? We didn't hear you.
When you, like, started to sing the song and then, like, I don't know if they let you, like, listen to it, did you want to really play it over and over?
Yeah, we did. We actually do have them play it over and over so that we can fix whatever needs to be fixed in the song so that we can correct it and, you know, make the song right so that you guys can love it.
When you made the song, were you, like, really excited?
Yeah, I was excited. I mean, we were all in a certain state of mind that we wanted to write a song for women and for, you know, people who can, you know, dance and for the kids who can, you know, get into the song and who can relate to the song.
Like, because sometimes when I want to sing something, I just get so excited, I just want to scream, but then I have to keep my voice. The song's going to come out with so I don't want to do that.
Well, I think that do you want to sing? Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
You want to be a singer?
Yes.
Well, we can tell you a couple of things that it is hard work, but you have to remember if you love it.
I just, when I sing, I just do it to, like, sort of express myself because,
mm-hmm.
like usually if I'm sad, it helps me feel better because every time I sing, I'm not very good at songwriting, but I just sing it out. Like, I don't want to talk saying, oh, I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
I just say I'm sad and I'm saying how I can get better, but I use it with notes. So it sounds like a real song.
But it's actually good to, write songs that you're, you know, that you're, the feeling that you're feeling at the moment, that's actually most of the time those be hit songs. So whatever you're feeling, you should write down your feelings on paper and then turn it into a song. And you'll be surprised how many people will like the song.
Because, like when it was sort of close to Christmas and we were going to winter break in school, like on lunchtime that day, me and a group of friends wrote a song, but it was like a paragraph. We didn't get to the next verse. And
mm-hmm.
It was like a Christmas song. And then when we went upstairs, our teacher threw a Christmas party, so everybody got to sing it. I didn't get shy, but one of the other girls sort of messed it up because they did the beat wrong. So I sounded really bad.
Okay. So you guys should try it again and see what happens next time. And just be prepared.
You want to hear our sounds?
Ask them. Huh?
You want to hear our sounds?
Say it one more time.
Do you want to hear how the song sounds?
Yeah, go ahead. Of course we want to hear it.
It goes like... Hold on. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. Hold on.
It's okay. You sound very mature for your age.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, it goes like this. When we put up the decorations and we light up the Christmas tree, we will sing a song, a Christmas song, until we fall asleep.
I like that. So you and your friends wrote that?
Yeah, but like not the one that's co-hosting with me today. I had some other friends, but she wasn't in my class yet. I wanted to get her to come with me, but we couldn't because we were in two separate classes.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that you should definitely keep writing because it sounds like that you might be a really good writer. Coming up, as time comes on, you might end up being a really good writer. You say you're not much of a writer, but if you start now while you're at 8, imagine when you're like 10. Your writing would be like really, really good, really crazy. And you'll be writing songs for everybody. Everybody will be asking you to write a song for them.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you know where to go to look for us? To look for our love videos? You know we have music videos and interviews and all that on YouTube.
No, but you could tell my mom. And
okay.
Because I would love to listen to more songs by you, because after I heard the first song, and I think my mom played it tonight, That's Not My Name, I want to learn more songs because I'm like, wow, these people have beautiful voices. So I wanted to hear more songs because that song sort of inspired me. Because when my mom told us what it was about, I'm like, yeah, maybe I should take that and just keep it in my brain for when I grow up. Because when I get somebody that I really like and they call me that, I'm just going to be
You are very smart. You are a smart young lady. You are very smart. I hope you stay that way, too. Don't let no one change the way you are because you're very smart. I love the way you're talking and everything. Just to be, as always, we might take some stuff from you. You might could teach us something.
Thank you. I got it all from my mom because my mom, she tells me stuff, but she tells me some stuff that I should learn as a kid. She doesn't tell me stuff that's over the top.
Yeah, that's good. And make sure you keep listening to your mother. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to turn it over to my mom.
Okay. It's nice talking with you. Thank you for taking your time out to talk with us. We really appreciate it.
You too. By the way, one more thing. What's your name?
My name is Safa.
Safa? Ooh,
yep.
That's a pretty name.
What'd you say?
That's a pretty name.
Thank you. So your name is pretty beautiful as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you, girls, for giving her the time. Thank you very much. She was playing. She was bopping to your song all day. All
day.
Yeah, that's my baby girl. So she's...
Make sure you tell her where she can go on YouTube so she can look at the music video, so That's Not My Name, too. And there's other music videos on there of other songs that we wrote.
Which you guys did not give me, so do me a favor and send it to my Facebook inbox. I'm sorry, my Facebook inbox. Lord, I'm tangled up today. Because I want to be able to put it there now. I do want to let you all know that I put you guys on our OTE Market artist page. And we are featuring your song as the opening song on our website page when the visitors click in.
Oh, okay, thank you. Appreciate
it. You're very welcome. And I'm definitely going to be promoting you. And I want your dad to call me after the broadcast because I got something else that I want to speak with you guys about. Okay?
Okay.
You guys, we have one more caller that I believe wants to ask you a question. Let me just make sure I got that right. Also, oh, Lord, what was I going to tell you? Jesus, I'm getting old. You see, you ladies got me all excited over here.
Okay, take your time.
You guys are welcome to come back at any point and any time, and that means to promote anything, just to be a follow-up, interviewees, anything. You are the epitome of what this show is standing for. We are trying our best. We target helping the youth because the youth have the most lost options, and we try to re-empower the minority communities and help them, you know, re-flourish. But you girls are one of the most perfect examples of where we're trying to get our youth to get to. And I thank your father and God and you for all keeping it together and making sure that, you know, you keep that image correct. Because that's an image that people should follow. You're welcome. Now, hang on. Let's see what our panelists have to say. Welcome, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Katie. How are you? This is Lady Diamond.
Hi. Okay, hi, Lady Diamond. This is our co-host.
Yes, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I have my daughter. She was listening to your song, and she has a question for you. Her name is Athena. She's 10 years old, okay? I'm going to put her on right now.
Okay.
Hi. I wanted to know, did that ever happen to them?
Say it again.
I want to see if that ever happened to them.
What happened?
Talk a little bit more
louder
in the phone so we can hear you more. Low.
Did that ever happen to them, like a boiler suit?
Oh, she wants to know if. Based on the song, did that ever happen to you where boys were whistling at you?
Yes.
So many times.
Yes, that happened to us a lot of times. Like, boys didn't whistle at us.
Oh.
It happened to us a lot of times.
That's one of the main reasons.
That's why we made That's not My Name, to let them know that we're not gonna stop and come to you. That's not our name, so you have to respect us.
Do you like that song?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Athena.
It's Christina?
Athena.
Uh-huh. Athena. Oh,
Athena.
Pretty name.
You have a very pretty name, Athena.
Uh-huh.
What's your next question?
Do you guys want to be on Disney Channel?
That would be nice. Would you like to see us on a Disney Channel? Athena?
Yes?
Would you like to see us on the Disney Channel?
Yes.
Yeah?
You would.
Well, hopefully we could. But you know, you can see us? Hello, Athena?
Yeah?
You know where you can go and see us? You can go on YouTube and you can type our name in. And you see, and it's Illuminum. You could type our name in, and then you can look at all our music videos and everything you want to look at on there.
You can also get our CD on iTunes. Yeah, our music on iTunes.
Athena, they said you can also get their music on iTunes.
Okay.
Do you have any more questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
No more questions?
No.
Thank you, Athena.
Good night. Bye.
Bye. She's cute.
Elaine, do you have any questions?
Do I have any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, no, not exactly. I heard the song. My daughter, she liked the beat. She didn't want to say it, but she loved the beat of the song. It got her snappy to the tune and everything like that. I thought it was very good. It was fantastic. And
Thank you. I just hope
that I would love to hear you guys on the air. I mean, like any radio show, I would love to listen to you guys. So, best of luck, best wishes. I would love to hear you guys in the future soon, or really soon.
Thank you. God bless. Thanks for supporting us. We really, really appreciate it.
Have you ever heard of an event called Circle of Sisters?
Yeah, yes, I have.
We're going to be performing there on the Saturday.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Come out and see us.
in October.
That sounds great.
And you can bring it to Tina.
So we can see her.
Sure.
I hope it's on the 4th. That's my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Really?
All right.
Yeah, I want a personal birthday shout out.
it's not the 4th, it's the 19th, but happy early birthday.
Okay.
You should come out and come see us perform and bring Athena with you. And if you have any more kids,
awesome.
You can bring them too.
Okay, great.
You'll have one 8-year-old and one 10-year-old fan in the front with their
mother.
Cool.
Bring them on. We can bring them on.
And I'll be there too, pretending I'm 20.
Exactly.
Well, you ladies and Dwight, thank you in the background over there. You are absolutely wonderful. And let me tell you, thank you for being a whole different, refreshing change to this really sick society. Thank you for standing your ground. Thank you for telling our teen listeners today that there's more to life than showing your talents by showing your bodies, because that's
exactly
a problem that we have nowadays. And remember that you said that you keep God first, because if you don't, you're going nowhere fast.
Yeah, right.
And Dwight,
that's definitely true.
Yes. Dwight, if you're listening, keep doing what you're doing, man, because you know what? Our kids need their parents at all times. Manager or not, they need their parents at all times. And these producers out there, these sharks, they need to know that parents are large and in charge no matter what. So let me go out. I'm going to go and play your 2 songs again, but this one I'm going to play is Secrets. And Secrets,
okay.
I like. Secrets is cool. I love it. The harmony is off the chain with this one. So you girls can have a hangout a little while longer so we can say goodbye. But it's ooh, you guys are the bomb. You really are.
Thank you. We're glad that you all really love our music, because we've been working on our music for so long, so long, and we're very appreciative that you guys, you know, really love the art that we bring into you guys. So we thank you.
Because you have, and Elaine is our co-host, and that was her daughter that you heard. So we both will be out there, because we both have a personal love for what you're doing, and we're going to definitely infiltrate it into what this mission on the show is, so that these children know that there are people like you out there doing exactly what they're trying to do in a way that their parents have been trying to say for the longest.
Yep.
So I'm about to play Secrets. Hang out with us. And let your friends know they can listen to the show on archive if they miss
it. We will.
Okay? I'll send the links and everything so you guys can be connected at all times. Make sure you pass the word around for yourself as well. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes. Love you girls very much.
Thank you, and God bless.
God bless.
Yes, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Illuminum with Secrets, and we'll be back in 3.5. Stay tuned.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, back with more On The Edge.
Woo, that was awesome. I'm bopping over here. I'm bopping over here. Listen, you girls are the bomb. Yes, I am. I'm bopping. I am stomping. I'm doing all that stuff. You guys are off the chain, let me tell you.
Thank you very much.
My kids are laughing because I said off the chain. Okay, whatever.
That's okay. Thank you, young ones.
That's all right. I'm 25. I'll say that to the day I die. I'm 25. I don't care.
Exactly. But, and there's nothing wrong with having a young heart and a young spirit because it keeps you young.
Oh, look at you schooling me. That's what you call this, right? Well, I will tell you, Sophila, you guys were awesome. Safa, you guys were awesome. Sario, you're back there. You guys were awesome. You were beautiful inside and out. You are talented.
Thank you.
Don't let the pressures of anything, you know, I don't care how big a gig it is, keep your dignity, because at the end of the day, your dignity is not for sale, sweetheart. It's not for sale. Keep God first, as always. You girls are awesome. You told something to the young lady, the first one that asked you about writing, and I'm going to tell you the same, because I am a writer as well. You too write down what it is that bothers you, because, you know, or that affects you, good or bad. Those are the things that is going to be your best foot forward, and I'll tell you that. It's usually some trauma, some tragedy, some extreme happy moment that brings out an artist's best, okay? Couple that with the fact that you guys serve God, you'll never go wrong.
Never.
Our consultant on the show is Barry Mason, and you know Barry is the man behind the event.
Mm-hmm.
And this man has taught me so much with being true to ourselves. And the little things that he has done, when I heard who he was, and mind you, I laugh about this with him all the time, because when I first referred to him, I had no idea that he was that Barry Mason. So this man sat there as if
you could tell him we said hi and thank you as well.
If he's listening, he probably heard you, but if not, I'll make sure he knows that.
Okay.
He was a man, just a man, that I thought was just in the industry and knew about event planning and things. And what he did was he gave me the most cherished and valuable pieces of advice when this show was just an idea on paper.
Mm.
And when I found out who he was, it showed me more and more that all the prayers that I've had about this, and Elaine, my co-host, was with me too. We were through this together. We prayed so hard for this. And as it stands right now, ladies, 12,372, no, excuse me, today's number is 12,423 people are listening to you and will be listening.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow,
and we
started
just 5 months ago with only 138 listeners.
Wow.
So
that's congratulations.
That's what God is able to do.
Congratulations.
Thank you, honey. To Barry, if you're listening, we love you, boo. We love you too.
We love all you who are listening, and we hope that we can continue to bring inspiring music to you guys and just inspire you guys and have you guys look up to us. And we want to thank you for having us on the radio. We want to thank everyone for listening, and we hope to do it again soon.
Yes, we do. So you ladies have a really great weekend, and do me a favor, anything, tell your dad, anything that you guys need from us, you're welcome anytime. You can just call in and be a standing guest at any point, at any time. Thank you. By the way, who does the writing on your songs?
We actually, all of us, we write the lyrics on the songs. Or either we'll have someone who might, other people who will write a song for us as well.
Wow. You girls are absolutely blessed. Absolutely blessed. And
thank you.
Please continue to do it. Stay beautiful all the way around. You girls got the look on the outside and the beautiful personality on the inside. You're welcome here anytime, okay?
Thank you. And we just hope that we inspire the young lady we were talking to, both the young ladies we were talking to earlier, and we hope that she continues to keep writing and keep singing as well. And everyone else who's listening, and same things that we told the young lady, it also can go for you too. If you really, you know, want to do anything in life, it's hard work, but at the end of the day, it's worth it. You just stick with it, and it always comes out. Keep God first, and you don't have anything to worry about.
Absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Sophila. Thank you, Safa.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dwight. That is Aluminum, ladies and gentlemen. They graced us with their time today, and I appreciate it. Those of you that called in, thank you. Those of you that were asking for their songs in the last 2 days, thank you. They thank you, too. And God bless you, ladies, okay?
God bless you, too. God bless you.
Have a good night.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, three of the most beautiful people that you can meet. And Allure is another group that are three of the most wonderful people that you can meet. And ladies, little ladies and gentlemen that are listening on our artist market posters, you heard what she said. You don't have to degrade yourself to be talented, and you don't have to let your talents be showcased based on an image. Keep God first in your life at all times, and you'll never go anywhere but up at all times, even when it feels like you're not. And one of the things that I would love to say to those three young ladies is to keep it up, because you are in a position right now where you speak to masses, and people will be looking up to you, and what you say or do could be the thing that inspires a person to go either this way or that way. So that's the one thing I would say. In our last 6 minutes, I would like to make some special shout-outs. I want to thank Miss Beverly Mitchell. She is the principal of PS 37 Cynthia Jenkins School out here in Springfield Gardens, Queens. This woman is a hard worker. The group of teachers that she has in there are outstanding. She's one of the last standing schools that have kept the school arts in check. She is one of the people that stands up for minorities, and she's an African-American woman doing her thing out there. These kids are coming out smart. She's an advocate for education. But in addition, she cares about each of her students and about the community around her. So if you should see anything, any competitions, any fundraisers with the Cynthia Jenkins School name attached to it, please support her, because she's absolutely outstanding, and I will say that again. I also want to shout out to that same school, Ms. Dory Robinson, Ms. Mackenzie Cameron, Ms. Pedicini. Those are three of the people I deal with. Ms. Sancho, who has been the PTA president there, doing her thing for everybody, bringing in opportunities, bringing in family gatherings to bring families and the community together, and educational events. So please don't stop, because this community will... societies, these politicians, they will try to break your spirit by taking everything that makes you able to do something, taken away. So don't let that happen. God bless every single one of you. Lady Diamond, thank you for being a team member, for everything, for being here tonight on a Saturday. Thanks all of you listening. 12,423 of you and counting, thank you. Thank you to Sherrod Piggy, who was the investor that was here, talking about the crowdfunding, giving hope to people trying to start a business in the minority community. Thank you, every single one of you. Shout out to all my market artists and all my entrepreneurs who list with us. Thank you to Mr. Barry Mason. Boy, I can't say enough about you. Thank you to the Track One team, every single one of you out there helping us make this happen. Thank you to my other team member, Mr. Monster Miles, to DJ Domereka for his previous contributions. Thanks to all of you out there, that's Dan Deacons, Eddie Williams, who couldn't make it today. Thank you for your continuous contributions. And to all of you on Facebook and Twitter and you little iPodcasters, all of you that are making this show stay on its feet, we can't tell you enough how much we know that God has blessed us with all of you there. So please continue to do that. And until Monday and next week, we will be filled with some controversial issues. So stay tuned, lock it in right here with us on Blog Talk Radio, and thanks to them, too, for featuring us as one of their featured shows and hosts. So until Monday night at 8:30, everyone, I will see you then. Lady Diamond, see you then. Have a great
day. Bye.
Bye-bye, Athena.
On the Edge, we'll talk about real issues.